Hello, baddies and laddies, and welcome back to the Princess Pear Podcast. I am, of course, your lovely host, Miss Princess Pear. How are you guys doing? I'm doing pretty good. I had a pretty, laid back day today, but I don't know. I was also busy. I was out of the house for most of the day, but I also wasn't like doing a million things. So. No, it's nice to be like, those are my favorite kind of days where you're like doing something, but you're not like doing a million things for the entire day. You know what I mean? Like, I like running errands where, like, you know, you're kind of out for the day, but you're stopping in a few places and then you come home at like three. That's my kind of day. How about you guys? How do you guys feel about running errands? Oh, wait, you can't respond. I feel like whenever I'm like having these conversations, I'm almost expecting somebody to respond, which I think is funny because I just realized this is my 84th episode. So, you know, it's definitely not my first rodeo, but it is my 84th rodeo. And I'm still, you know, messing around. There's also a lot more of you guys. I don't know what it was, but I had like way more listeners in the past, like, week, give or take. I don't know, because I mean I see my analytics, and so either there's been one person that went through and watched all of my episodes, or somebody has been telling somebody about this podcast and there's a lot more people listening. And you know, I'm not trying to like plug myself, but you know, I am a small podcast. If you know anybody that would want to listen, you know, send them a link. That's all I'll say on that. If you love what I have to say, share it with somebody else. Well, in today's episode, as you guys may know from the title, we are going to talk about how to like who you are. And this is kind of not a heavy topic, but there's a lot to it. So, you know, as I say in, you know, quite a lot of my podcasts, or, you know, in every single like description of a podcast, I'm not a professional. You know, I've lived life and I want to share what I've learned from my life. If you think some of these things are wrong, you know, I'm never going to share something that I think could hurt people. I'm only going to share things that could possibly help somebody. And if they don't help you, that is okay. I'm just trying to help. And like I said, not a professional yet. One day I will be a professional in something. Well, I think, you know, let's kind of start with this, is we talk a lot about, like, you know, how to love yourself, like, self-love and everything, which is amazing, which is great. But I've noticed a lot in, like, the self-love sort of side of things is, sorry, I'm, like, breathing in foam from this microphone. Woo! The self-love talks a lot about, like, how you look on the outside, which I think loving that part of yourself is important. I think a lot of the things I've noticed that, like, if I don't feel good on the outside, that can have, like, a direct correlation to how I feel on the inside, you know, and vice versa. If I'm, like, feeling good mentally, I feel, like, ugly. But, like, it's, like, sometimes, like, deeper than that, at least for me. I kind of have to deal with this idea of if I'm not, you know, as pretty as I can be, if I'm not holding myself to, like, the best I can possibly look, people aren't going to take me seriously, which is wrong. You know what I mean? I think, like, looking put together is something, but feeling like if I'm not wearing this and my body doesn't look like this and I, like, you know, am not highlighting the best parts of myself, people aren't going to take me seriously, which is, like, not true at all. And also, I wouldn't want to be around people that only take me seriously if I'm looking my best. You know what I mean? They're only taking me seriously because they think I'm attractive. Because, I mean, not to toot my own horn, but I've been in that situation before where people only want to talk to me because they think I'm cute or things like that. And it's like, not my cup of tea. You know what I mean? I like being taken seriously because of the things I, like, bring to the table and not how I look at the table. You know, let that one sink in. But like, yeah, self-love focuses a lot on the outside. And I'm on my own self-love journey on that. And I'm not saying you can't like the way you look. That's part of, liking who you are is being like, I think the idea of like, oh my gosh, body neutrality, where like you're comfortable with the way you look, or like body positivity, things like that. I think like that is great that you can love yourself and deserve, and you deserve love no matter what you look like. But I'm gonna try to go a little bit more on kind of inward liking who you are as a person, what you bring to the table. Like I said, what you bring to the table, not how you look while you're sitting at the table. Which obviously, you can love yourself and anyways. So this is something that has really worked for me, is writing things down that people say that is like kind about you. Do I think you should like base the way you feel about yourself based on what people say? No, but you'll notice that those kind of like the thoughts that you think about, the things that people have said to you that kind of like haunt your mind, they're not very often good things that people have said about you. You know what I mean? There's things that people said about you, or mistakes that you've made, things that you've said that like weren't taken the right way, or like things people said that you took the wrong way that kind of hit a nerve. You don't often remember the good things people say about you. So, even just in your phone, just like quotes people have said. Because I think like, like I said, you can't base the way you feel about what things people say about you, but I do think it's important because there are people saying good things about you that you're much more likely to forget. Or like especially like texts that people have sent me. You know what I mean? I feel like people, I don't want to say are nicer over text, but it's easier to like look back at a text. You know what I mean? Because you're not gonna be in the moment and someone's like, I love the your report, and you're like, oh sorry, wait, let me write this down in my notes app about nice things people have said to me. You know what I mean? You don't need to tell anybody about that. I'm telling all of you guys because I know you don't judge me, because I know you're my people. But yeah, like I have screenshots of like texts people sent to me. That's like really kind, or like writing down things, cards especially, like nice things people write to you. You know what I mean? You don't get those as often, in this, technology world, all that stuff. But I think those, like I have a bin full of like every nice card I've ever received in my entire life. And if you've ever given me a card or a note or like something, like anything that you've ever like said nice about me, it's most likely in this bin that I have, or this like, I call it my memory box, things like that. I think you can read through and be like, oh, everyone doesn't hate me. Because I think like it's less of like a low confidence for me of, oh, everyone hates me. It's like I literally, in those moments where I'm feeling down, I cannot remember like a single nice thing somebody has said about me. And I think like, yes, I need to work on that. I mean, that is kind of a confidence problem more than it is like a no one says anything nice about me thing. But it can be helpful. You know what I mean? To read those and be like, oh, my grandma said this about me. Oh my gosh, my friend from fourth grade said that I was her best friend and things like this. I think sometimes it can get, a little bit melancholy about people who no longer in your life, but the things that they said about you, it doesn't prove them to be any less true. I think I find that when I'm reading through letters of like, people I'm not really friends with anymore, and they're like, oh, I hope that we can be best friends forever, and you're so nice, and you deserve all the joy in the world. Just because we're not friends anymore doesn't mean that all of those things aren't true about me, because they wrote that. And what I mean? I think like kind of accept that. You know what I mean? These kind things about you, there's no reason not to believe them fully. Obviously negative things, like it's not the same. I'm not saying that somebody wrote you this terrible manifesto about why they hate you. You know what I mean? Feel free to not put that in the memory box. Feel free to throw that away. But like there's no reason, like if I'm not friends with somebody and they're like, oh, remember that one time you called me nice? I'm not gonna be like, well, I take it back. You were nice to me. you are nice. Just because we have this falling out and we're not friends anymore doesn't make that not true. This next one is find things to work on, things that make you feel helpful. Like, that's the biggest thing for me is, I can feel as pretty and as strong and as smart, but if there isn't something in the world that I feel like I'm adding to or contributing to, I don't feel as good about myself. And it's like, again, this like, outward, beauty sort of thing. Like, I truly feel prettier after I do volunteer work, which is like probably the funniest line I've ever spoken, but it's true. After I'm like, helping people, doing something, with my hands, building something, helping somebody, it doesn't need to be like a huge thing, but if you're, you make dinner for your family, I feel 1 million times better. If they're like, thank you for this. Even if I'm not saying my family doesn't say thank you. You know what I mean? My family's very kind. But if somebody, if you do something for someone and they don't say thank you, like that doesn't need to be. Doesn't change the way you feel about what you just did. Like for me, I obviously like really, I have a passion for like helping children. So that's obviously, there's quite a bit of volunteer work I can do in that. And I just like, even if the kids don't like me that much, even if I'm not having a like full-on connection with them, I know that like I did my best to show them like the good in the world. You know what I mean? I did my best to, for this 5 minutes they're with me, this 10 minutes that they're with me, they're sitting next to me on the plane. I'm gonna be nice to them. And I'm gonna, oh, would you like to play tic-tac-toe with me? Things like that. I'm not gonna be weird, but like I'm gonna do whatever I can do to like, be a nice person. I saw this quote and it was like there's no reason to like be outwardly mean to children because like they do strange things sometimes, but their brains are still developing at like a rapid pace, and these mean things you say to them can shape that development. And I think people often forget that because kids can be annoying. I get it. I personally don't find kids as annoying as other people do, but I get that. And I think some of the things that, like, I don't know, specifically like authority figures outside of my family said to me shaped quite a bit of like how I feel about myself. You know what I mean? It's not in a bad way. You know what I mean? I get a compliment from like a fourth grade teacher. I'm holding on to that for the rest of my life. But also, like, somebody says something offhand rude to me, like, I'm also going to remember that. You know what I mean? I've worked through it. I'm not dwelling on these things that were said to me. But, like, I had this one time, I don't know if Barnes & Noble does this anymore, but they used to do, like, kids' activities where there'd be, like, I guess they weren't a librarian. There was, like, a Barnes & Noble employee, but they would read a book to you, and then you would, like, color a picture or something from that book. I think the book that they read to me was like Fancy Nancy. Anyways, so reading the book and I'm like coloring my picture and I like my picture. I was doing my best and I showed it to the lady and she goes, yeah, that's actually not what I told you to do. And immediately face dropped, I'm white as a ghost, my stomach hurts, I feel like I'm gonna be sick. In that moment, that's all she said, but I immediately felt like, oh my gosh, she thinks my drawing is bad. She doesn't think that I'm like a good artist when I really liked this. And that is exactly how quickly it can turn. And you know what I mean? She didn't go to bed thinking about that, but I sure did for the next week. I thought about it very often. And obviously, it's not her job to like sit there and be like, oh my gosh, amazing job, you're the best. But like, I just think about that when I'm talking to, not just kids, I'm talking to anybody. That like, especially people you don't know. Like, I don't know you. I don't need to tell you anything what to do. Ugh. gets me passionate. And that's why I'm saying, like, find something that you're passionate about. And that can be hard. But I think, like, it can be something as small as, like, I feel my best after I've cleaned my room or something like that. I feel my best after I've made dinner for my family. I feel my best after, you know, I did some volunteer work, after I offered to make a meal for my friend's family who one of their parents had surgery. You know, things like that, where it's like you find something, especially when it affects like others in your life, it's gonna make you feel pretty good. That's at least my opinion. That's the thing that I found that makes me feel like the best about myself. Yeah, so like that kind of like volunteer work, but it can be like things smaller than that. Because I'll say, volunteer work, not easy to find. I'll be honest. I'm lucky that like through my church, I was able to find a lot of volunteer work. But it's hard. Like I was going to volunteer for the Humane Society, and they make you pay to volunteer. That's at least like the one I looked into. The specific Humane Society, there like wasn't any other options. You had to pay to volunteer, to get volunteer hours. And it wasn't like some fancy job like painting the dog's toenails. It was like taking these dogs for walks, cleaning up their, you know, dens. Things like that, where it was like, what are we talking about? Paying? And I mean, it wasn't a huge amount of money, but it was like, why am I paying you for me to do work for you? It like just didn't, it did not make sense to me, I'll be completely honest. I think the biggest thing that I kind of have to remember when I'm in these like waves of like really not liking myself, or especially if I do something wrong that affects other people, I kind of feel hurt, because as much as I don't base the way I feel about myself based on other people, I've talked about this before, like, I have, you know, a set of, like, core beliefs and things that, like, I have not built my life upon, but I do my best to, like, be a kind person. That is a core value to me. I'm a kind person, and I know that. I know it to be true, so if somebody challenges that, like, it's not, if someone comes to me, like, you know, you're not nice, you know, it's gonna hurt a little bit, but it's like, okay, you know, I'm sad you feel that way, but, like, I am a kind person. But if I do something to show them that I'm maybe not a kind person, it hurts. Because it hurt them and it hurts me through. But I think that, like, the biggest thing for me is, like, this is a passing time. You know what I mean? They're probably not going to dwell on it for very long. And you know, if I apologize, there's nothing else I can do. And so I think, like, that's a big thing for me is, like, you know, it's a phase. Like, this too will pass. Which is hard, because if I'm currently dealing with something, like, it feels like this is going to be, you know, if it's not resolved, this is going to be a problem. You know what I mean? I do my best to resolve it, but then it's, you know, not in my hands, and I need to be comfortable with that, which is hard, because I love to be in control. And it's hard to be like, I can't do anything. I can't do anything else. It's just hard. But, like, it's gonna pass. Like, I've heard people say, like, oh, you know, if it doesn't matter in, you know, a year, it shouldn't be bothering you, or, like, a few months. But internally, I'm like, but what if it does? But, like, what if when I accidentally tripped them in the restaurant, what if they think about that for the rest of their lives and tell people I did that on purpose? You know what I mean? Which, not healthy, but it is true. It's something I do. So that's why I'm sharing it with you. To say it's okay if you do that, but it's not true, and it doesn't make it real. Just because you think something doesn't make it real, which can be hard, because I think if it's a thought in my head, I automatically think like, oh, like if it's something of a judgment I've had on myself, it's like, oh, what if someone else felt that way about me? But I mean, whatever, don't care. I think my next one is a little bit more difficult to explain, but, like, finding beauty in the world and others that you can see in yourself. I kind of have this like internal thing where, you know, not really, but kind of growing up, I felt like this idea of like, I don't deserve to be confident. Like, I don't deserve to love myself because if that, you know, in my opinion, perfect, beautiful girl can't think that she's beautiful, why would I, you know, ever feel that way about myself? But it's not like that. Because if I ever seen a confident person and been like, they're too ugly to be confident, no, never once in my life. But I think that idea of confidence so goes so much deeper than what you look like on the outside. And I think that's what kind of gave me that idea, is because I was basing it completely on my outside. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm confident, not just confident in the way I look, but I'm confident in, you know, the ideas I bring to the table. I'm confident in, you know, how well-spoken I am. I'm confident in, you know, my education. You know, things like that where it's like, there is just so much more than, like, the way you look. But I do think that was just kind of my surroundings. You know what I mean? I was in middle school. It's like, if anyone's going to point out every single thing that's wrong with you, it's in middle school. And you know what I mean? A lot of those things I should have just been like, whatever, like, don't care. But I, you know, I had a hard time, like, realizing. I tend to explain this to myself, and it's difficult. Like, I would look in the mirror, and I would literally not be able to tell you. Like, I had this for a while, because I didn't know if my eyes were hazel or brown, so I wouldn't call them either. I would let people decide what they were. But who cares? Who cares if I have hazel eyes and I call them brown? Which is, you know, wild metaphor, but like, who cares if I think I'm pretty and you don't? You know what I mean? I'm not going to go around and be like, oh my gosh, I'm so much prettier than all of you. You know what I mean? But I'm going to go around and have confidence that I'm, you know, I'm standing here. Gosh, am I beautiful? And like, I don't care. You want? I think that's just been the thing. Is, you know, I want people to like me, but also I like me. And I think that's kind of the thing. Is you can always love yourself, but it takes a little bit more work for me to like myself. To think like, if I was not me, I'd want to be friends with me. You know what I mean? I'd want to get to know me if I was a separate person. And like, finding beauty in the world and others, like, can really be like, you know, I love the way, you know, how well spoken she is. Like, I really see that in myself. Or like, little things, like, I think as much as we are set apart from nature, I think like that can be really beautiful for me too. You know, just looking at nature and like the trees and how imperfect they are, and yet we still like see so much beauty in them. And boy, would I like to look at myself that way. You know what I mean? To see myself in all of the crusty details. I don't know why I said it like that. And still be like, wow, enamored. You know what I mean? And I'm not thinking about, you know, the bark on the tree. I'm thinking about how beautiful it is. I'm going off on these, you know, random metaphors today. And I think, like, the big thing for me is, you know, this is my final point, is the past for me can be hard to like yourself when you're like, oh, how can I like myself when I said that mean thing to somebody 5 years ago? You know what I mean? And it's like, if you've apologized, they've probably forgotten about that. They probably forgive you. It's like not a thing anymore. Am I going to let my past be like a reminder to maybe not do that again? But more than even that, like a learning experience of, I don't feel that great when I talk to people that way, or I don't feel that great when I act like this. I would much rather it be that than anything else. Beginning when I'm laying in bed at night, I'm not thinking about the nice things people have said to me. It's those like mean things I've said in my head, or things that people heard wrong, or mistakes I make in my head. And it's hard, but it's often not things I said yesterday. It's things I said 5 years ago, because I think my little brain upstairs knows that it's harder to work through those things. Or it's harder to, like, apologize, fix the problem, and fix your behavior. I don't know. It's easier to be like, oh my gosh, I was such a terrible person in middle school when I said this, than being like, oh, I did this yesterday. I don't know. Something's weird about it, but, you know, it's part of the human psyche. It's super weird, super funky. I also would like to do a couple more episodes, like, on psychology and things that I'm learning. I know I did that episode with my friend, and that was a really fun and awesome experience. So maybe I'll do a solo talking about psychology and things like that, or invite my little friend back on the podcast, because I know you guys liked the episode. Let me know. Send me an email if you guys would like to hear about anything specific. Well, it's a little bit of a longer episode, but I love you guys. Oh, I also wanted to do a little, like, book of the month that I'm reading. So right now I'm reading Turtles All the Way Down by John Green, which is, I read it before, but I kind of, like, you know when you read a book and you're not really giving it in its full potential because you're, like, sidetracked? That's what I feel like with this one. It's really good. It's about this girl, and she realizes that her friend from, like, middle or elementary school, his dad went missing, but they're, like, super crazy rich. And so her and her friend are like, hey, we should go kind of going, like, looking into it for the reward. But then she, like, ends up talking to the guy that his dad disappeared, and they start, like, learning things about each other, and they start to, like, love each other. Well, that's what I'll leave it on. It's, like, kind of like a mystery. You don't know what happened to the dad, but the main character, Aza, I don't know how to say her name, but she also, you know, is going through her own, like, psychological issues. She's kind of a hypochondriac sort of situation. She's having a lot of anxiety, so if that kind of bothers you, it might not be the best book to read for you. That's my content warning. I'm, like, about halfway through, so. But yeah, really good book. I would recommend it to people. So I'm probably gonna try doing these, like, book of the week, book of the month, as much as I read, because I do read a lot. Anyways, I'm rambling. I love you guys, and thank you for listening. Thank you for all the new folks out there. I love you guys, and I appreciate you guys, and, you know, a shout out to the old fans too. I know that I have a solid fan base out there that has been here since day one, when I was, like, on a AirPod microphone and the quality was terrible and I was crying every episode. But thank you guys for sticking around. I really do appreciate it. Bye-bye now.